rebellion.
You're listening to Dark Air.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Episode 11, Church of the Paradox.
Bumblebee, 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 bumblebee. Finelit Audiobooks presents Dark Air, the Terry Carnation story. Written by Terry Carnation, read by George Clooney. Chapter 11, The Great Apology Tour. I, Terry Carnation, award-winning radio personality, am here to tell you firsthand something that most people would never admit to themselves. Celebrities are not perfect. In fact, they're just like you people, in most ways. While trying to find out the truth about my beloved Zalan, I inadvertently offended some high-powered people in both the human and pet psychic communities. It was time for some deep soul-searching.
Well, I'm sure you heard the show.
No, Terry, I didn't.
Well, and you probably read about it on the message boards. Reddit really hates me. They're usually so nice.
Terry, I don't go on message boards, and I don't listen to your radio show. And that's on purpose. I'm only interested in you as a person, not your on-air persona.
Well, then you don't know me at all. The guy on the air is me, and I him. We have a symbiotic relationship. The guy on the air messed up, and now I, Terry, don't know what to do about it. Here, listen.
My God, you so-called psychics are all a bunch of farcical quacks. Every single one of you is a complete swindling hack.
Terry.
Who preys on the weak-minded.
Terry, what are you doing?
I haven't been around such complete idiots since that YouTuber convention. Fuck all psychics and fuck all guinea pigs.
So, you see, Terry got us into some serious hot water, whether you stay ignorant of the news or not.
Okay, well, Terry, let me ask you this. What do most people do when they make a mistake?
They apologize?
Exactly. When we make a mistake, we apologize. We clean it up, then move on. No big deal.
Right. Apologize. Even when we don't feel bad about the mistake and when the other people are the idiots, it doesn't matter that I do it again the exact same way. They don't need to know that. Yes, good. Oh, perhaps I misjudged you. You are very, very wise. In the ways of the world, Doctor. Very wise.
Well, that is totally misguided, and yet the kindest thing you've ever said to me. So let's end the session there.
Dr. Kesden made a lot of sense. For a change. But I refused to completely kowtow to extremist trolls from the bowels of the internet. And I was about to seize back control of the narrative.
Okay, we are going to take some calls, but I don't want any funny business, people. As you can already tell, I'm a bit cranky. I'm just not in the mood, if you know what I mean. Frankly, between you and me, I did some emotional eating last night. And, well, everyone knows, yes, I do love my Funyuns. But it's kind of like a high school crush. It's completely out of my league. Sometimes they don't love me back and send me to the bathroom. Weeping. Anally. Sorry. Let's go to the calls.
Take a deep breath. You're in Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Dark Air, this is Terry. You're on.
Yeah. Hi, Terry. This is Jacob. I'm calling from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Jacob, hello. Thanks for calling. What's your question, Jacob?
Yeah, listen, we were doing a remodel. We're about three quarters of the way in, and we found a body in the wall.
Really?
Yeah, it's relatively pretty preserved.
Okay, let me stop you here for a second, Jacob. Has this been reported to the authorities?
Well, I mean, I didn't kill them, of course. It's not...
Oh, I wasn't implying anything. I'm just, there are protocols to finding
bodies in closets. You call the authorities, the police, if you find a dead body.
They'll take it away, though.
Yes, they probably would impound the body. Yes, that's correct. So no one has been called?
No, just you. You're the first to...
Dear listeners, I don't know how many times I need to tell my listening audience, if you find a dead body, call the authorities first. Do not call me first. Call me second. Go ahead, Jacob. Did the body have an odor?
It doesn't really have a putrid odor to it, per se. It's pretty well preserved.
Really? And any idea what time frame we're talking about? Is this someone from the 80s or the 50s? What do we think?
I'll be honest. It kind of looks like one of them pilgrim ladies.
Were there any characteristics of the clothing that...
Well, a long dress. It's not really a trendy-looking skirt. It's more of a very heavy wool or flannel. There is a book next to her, and it has a lot of ye olde English writing, like Shakespeare or Hemingway, and it is kind of hard to understand. So,
was it the Protocols of the Elders of Zion?
No. It kind of, it has one of those Stars of David on it.
Hmm.
So I don't know if she was a Jewish lady from pilgrim times or...
Well, interestingly enough, La Crosse, Wisconsin was the site of the second set of witch trials in the United States in the early 1700s. Many of the women accused of being witches were of the Jewish persuasion. Perhaps there is a possibility she was a witch.
Well, there's no yarmulke or anything. It's more of a pilgrimy hat.
Was the cause of death apparent?
Well, I'll tell you, her eyes are open, and it's kind of creepy.
Wait, I'm sorry. Her eyes are open?
Yeah, they just opened, which is that's a little eerie.
Okay, Jacob, there is the very real possibility that what we're dealing with here is not a pilgrim witch from the early 1700s, but a goth girl that perhaps was living in your closet.
Yeah, my daughter had a party this weekend.
So there is the very real possibility that this is not a dead pilgrim woman, but an actual goth girl friend of your daughter's.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Sarah, I'll be honest. Sarah always has a lot of makeup on, but she doesn't...
Okay, you know what? You've wasted plenty of my time. Thank you so much for your call, and please... Wish Sarah the very best, and give her a sandwich. Let her go on her way. And just out of curiosity, what was she doing in the wall?
One side's a wall, the other side. We broke into my daughter's closet from one side. Now that I'm looking at it, and so she wasn't in the wall per se. She was in the closet.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Big fan, Terry.
Jacob.
Long time.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
Okay, well, we got to the bottom of that one now, didn't we? The mystery of the pilgrim who turned out to be a goth. Let's take another call. What do you say? Vince?
Hey.
What have you got for me, Vince?
So I want to just jump right in. I know you don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get kind of pick your brain off of your thoughts on these hidden messages that I'm seeing on the Food Network through the hosts. Are you familiar with this?
I am not.
Okay.
Color me intrigued.
Well, it's just kind of one of those things that I've been noticing that, Bobby Flay.
Rather a macabre name.
For a chef, exactly. And that's my point, is I don't think any of this is happenstance. I think it's all very specific. I think, why is he still wooden after all these years? I feel like he's one of those Manchurian candidates waiting to be activated, because he's just so stiff. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, at some point, someone will say, Bobby, flay, and then he'll start to flay someone.
And what better use of a soldier that has cutlery at his disposal at all times?
What about the guy with the crazy hair? What about him?
Oh, Guy Fieri. Another name.
Yes.
Another name that seems just test-tubed. And even the hair. If you look at the spikes in his hair, there's messages in that bleached tips.
Perhaps he wants us to kill ourselves by overeating at all these... diners and drive-ins until we explode, like Mr. Creosote from Monty Python.
Right, or from Seven, where they kick him in the stomach and he explodes spaghetti or whatever. It's a deadly sin, and it's out there, and it's real. But obesity is a huge thing that we're dealing with in Riverside.
It's very
sad.
It's
a sad thing.
It's,
that my uncle, it is very sad. My uncle had his ankles removed, but
It's a horrific battle. I've known many who have fought that battle.
I think we all have. Just being American goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. But then you talk about this Emerald guy. There's another one. He's not even American. He's this French pastry man. Just that name Emerald. That's some sort of pseudonym spelled backwards. It's like you listen to these.
So boil this down. Where is this all leading?
I want to say that these are agents sending coded instructions through the TV to activate undercover agents that are in the U.S. Whether it's coming from North Korea or Russia. I believe that if you play these recipes backwards, it's kind of like that Beatles song. It's going to say, destroy America, right? Control the media, right? Eat more salt, that kind of stuff, which that one they don't even have to hide. They just tell you to eat more salt. Add more salt to this, right? I watched Rachel Ray the other day, and there's something about her eyes. They're like a shark. They're lifeless. I woke up 3 days later and just went and bought a pack of Pop-Tarts, and I hate Pop-Tarts. So I don't know what that is.
Wow.
So.
Wow. And your thoughts on the Great British Baking Show?
Oh. Well, don't get me started. Already, they're not even hiding it. It's like the British are coming. The British are coming, and it's all right there. I mean, I can't be the first one that's called and talked about this.
You know what would be really interesting? As a human made entirely out of food,
just in what sense? They bake a man,
just like baguette arms, cute little baguette arms and strawberry eyes,
almost like a food scarecrow.
Yeah, I don't follow. But, Vince, thanks
for... Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Big fan, man.
Okay, thanks for your call. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors. People made of food. You know, I tell you, thinking about a woman made entirely out of food, it gets me so strangely aroused. Chicken breast... thighs and sourdough buttocks. But yet, my penis does not seem to be responding to said fantasy. So, looks like I've got some work to do. I'm going to go to GetRoman.com/Terry right now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan, and if medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. That's why I'm going to use it. So getting started is very simple. Go to GetRoman.com/Terry and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home or your radio booth. Complete the online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Terry now. You'll get $15 off your first month. It really is time for me and for you to take care of our ED. And remember, get started today. You'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. So now I can think of a woman made entirely of food and like... Oh, will you look at that? It's working. Dear listeners, I'm going to read you something now. As you know, I'm no fan of scripted content. I always strive to give you the unfiltered, uncut, full-on carnation. Keep in mind, I read all scripted content under protest, air quotes. But here goes. Greetings. This is Terry Carnation. Yesterday on the Pet Psychic Show, I said a few comments that may have offended a few overly sensitive listeners, and I'd like to extend an offer of apology for those allegedly offensive comments. Unfortunately, this one time I may not have represented myself at the high level of sang-froid that you have all become accustomed to. The truth is, I actually have a tremendous amount of respect for all species of guinea pig and all psychics, both animal and human. And contrary to what is being written about me by anonymous cyber cowards. I do not wish a series of body horrors to psychics, nor do I endorse any Hunger Games-style fights to the death for guinea pigs. These are lies. Only those with extremely low IQs who barely see daylight and who have never felt the romantic touch of another human would think this. But again, if I did offend or hurt anyone, I again extend my most sincere half-apology. Now, that being said, I will continue to seek out brazen hypocrisy in all of its forms, and if I witness any person, group, or organization preying on the weak or feeble-minded, I will expose them with every tool at my disposal. And that, my friends, is why my very special guest today is Charles Burnham, author of the new book, Escaping Paradox, How I Got Away from the World's Most Dangerous Cult. Welcome, Mr. Burnham.
Thank you, Terry. Honored to be here. I can't wait to get the truth out.
Oh, you're here. Now, tell me, the Church of the Paradox is well known for all kinds of insane practices, including civil rights violations, human rights violations, and, according to your book, animal and even plant rights violations. What was the most outrageous thing you witnessed while trapped at this disgusting so-called church? And please remember, we try to be family-friendly here.
Where to begin? The saddest thing that I saw was what they made the WHIM do for RP.
I'm sorry. What? Slow that down. A WHIM for an RP? What is this, R2-D2?
I'm sorry, Terry. WHIM is how they say women, and RP is for recruiting purposes. The church found that the most opportunities for FUMs, or future members, were young men roaming around alone at comic and science fiction conventions.
Ah, yes. Yes, that makes sense. Those Comic-Con people seem ripe for the picking.
Yes. So, any attractive female in the church, they would be ordered to recruit.
No. People need to know this horrible truth. They would be ordered to recruit how?
They would be forced to go undercover as sexy cosplayers.
Oh, disgusting. What kind exactly?
Well, at first it was the obvious. Slave Leia, Wonder Woman, Sailor Moon. But then they discovered that they could get better quality male recruits the deeper and more obscure they went.
Oh, vile! How deep are we talking?
In Star Wars, they'd go as far as Aayla Secura.
Jesus!
And in Star Trek, Mudd's women got a lot of traction.
Those bastards!
Oh, and then on the comics side, Freefall, Hepzibah, Saranik Natu, Ezra Sable, Kushina Uzumaki, Songbird. I mean, whatever it took. It was just awful. Look at those poor nerds. They were like moths to the flame.
My God. And this is the tip of the iceberg for these disgusting maniacs at Church of the Paradox. They're clearly out of control and dangerous. Let's talk about some of their other offenses. We've got plenty of time.
Dispensing justice to persecutors of the weak is the most powerful drug there is. I finished the show with a spring in my step, and that night slept the sleep of the righteous. The next day, I continued with an intoxicating euphoria of a job well done. That's the sound of me patting myself on the back.
You're listening to KSB Radio.
Good evening, Jeet. Ready for another glorious session of toppling over tyrannical shadow organizations and institutions? What are you trying to hand me? What is this?
It's a very scary letter from the Church of the Paradox. They're pissed, Terry.
Let me see here. To Terry Carnation from Church of the Paradox. This is to inform you the statement's slanderous, libelous, and untrue. We will now be forced to sue me for the standard $17.3 million? If you have any questions, please contact us. Thank you, and have a nice day. Cheat. What are we going to do? We're ruined.
I'm sorry, we?
These freaks are beyond litigious. We've got to go down there. I can be very persuasive when I need to. Cheat, pull the car around.
But we have a show to do tonight?
I meant in the morning. Pull it around my house tomorrow morning, first thing.
Terry, speaking of that, my father says you have to start pitching in for gas.
Tell him to sue me.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Jeet?
Hi. Hi,
no.
Dad.
Hang up the phone.
Oh,
God damn it.
I wanted to just call you to say I love you.
We have a show to do.
All right, good night.
Welcome to the Church of the Paradox. My name is Mr. Joshua, but you can call me Josh.
Hello, Josh. I think there's been a bit of a misunderstanding. You see, I got this...
letter. Don't worry about that. We still got a very twitchy legal department from the old days. We're actually a lot more chill now.
So you're not going to sue me for $17.3 million?
Well, how about I give you a tour of the church... and allow me to just explain a little more about our simple philosophy and we can call it even.
Certainly. And just to say it out loud in front of witnesses one more time, you're not going to sue me for $17.3 million?
Correct. And who's your friend here?
Oh, right. This is Jeet.
Hello, Josh. Thanks for not suing us.
Well, that's Mr. Joshua, if you please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why does he get to call you Josh?
Well, because Terry's a very important celebrity. But I have to say, Jeet, we'd love to have someone like you join us.
Someone like me?
Yes. Someone young and possessing of a certain fierce intelligence behind the eyes.
Oh, my, thank you. You'll validate our parking, right?
This is our lobby. We have tons of energy bars, a cappuccino machine, and a fantastic kombucha on tap. If you see anyone walking around wearing green, just tell them what you want, and they have to make it for you.
They have to?
Oh, this place is very impressive. The architecture looks like M.C. Escher meets Buckminster Fuller.
Here you are, Mr. Joshua.
Here we go. Some refreshment. Try this. It's a drink we invented here at the church. It's called the Para Tea. It's 1/3 lemonade, 2/3 iced tea. You are gonna love it.
Isn't that just an Arnold Palmer?
No. This is our creation. We've been in ongoing litigation with the Palmer estate. It's...
Jeet, do not embarrass me, please.
Hey, Jeet, why don't you run along and get a complimentary welcoming shoulder and foot massage by two of our Paris sisters while I show Terry more of the church?
Foot rub?
Ladies!
Hi, Jeet.
Hi. This seems really wrong, but okay.
Terry, come with me. If you please.
Coming, Joshy. Whoa.
This is our biography room. Specifically, the biography of our founder, Dave Zazzarino, who we know better as Greyhound.
Greyhound? Does the name have a significance or special meaning?
No, he just didn't like Dave. Here, take a seat. Let me show you a short video that gives you some background.
Hello, I'm internationally beloved actor and humanitarian Sam Neill. Welcome to the Church of the Paradox. If you've made it this far, congratulations, mate. You're famous and you're important.
Wow, the guy from Event Horizon is a member?
Oh, yeah.
The unknown truth about Sam Neill is that I owe every success in my life to the teachings of one special man. Greyhound was born in southern Philadelphia, where he was a virtuoso on the Hammond organ before he could even speak. But he also suffered great racism there as a boy in the early 50s.
Racism? Oh, that's terrible. What is it with white people?
I know what you're thinking. But Greyhound was also white. Italian America, or as they pronounce it in your Philadelphia, Tyann. But Greyhound was born with a gorgeous olive complexion and was a bit of a self-proclaimed sun worshiper. But in South Philly, that crossed the line. So, in 1955, he reinvented himself as Swami Greyhound from the mysterious and exotic lands of India.
India?
Yes, India. You see, in 1955, people in America Didn't know India from Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, they were dumber back then.
That is very true, Sam Neill.
Swami Greyhound became very popular among the cultural elite. Even playing Bob Hope's birthday party, where Mr. Hope threw his check to him from the second-story balcony just to watch him scramble to pick it up off the ground.
Sick bastard.
But what Greyhound was truly interested in was life beyond this ordinary realm of human existence. He believed certain people were meant for more than the paltry offerings being an earthbound human could provide. And if you are privileged enough to be watching this, he meant you. And thanks to Greyhound, if you so choose, you can have access to a universe of untapped gifts. I'm Sam Neill, and I no longer subscribe to the concepts of fear and jealousy. Greyhound, I salute you. Oh, 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 oh!
Wow. He is even cooler than I originally thought.
He sure is. Terry, have you ever had the feeling like you don't belong? That you were made of something different than the average Joe Schmo and Barbara Boring you come into contact with every day?
How did you know I dated Barbara?
Well, Terry, we have a saying here at the Church of the Paradox. There are no accidents.
Wow. Okay. Mind blown. I have said that for years. That's exact same thing.
Exactly. There's a reason you are beloved by many people, Terry. People you haven't met in real life. You have something they want. Something intangible. And at the Church of the Paradox, we have discovered a way to mine even more of that substance through a process called interdimensionary travel therapy, or ITT. We've discovered that everyone who's done it has found ITT quite emboldening.
Oh, I've always been interested in the idea of interdimensionary travel as a form of therapy. I mean, to be honest, my current therapist is quite close-minded and ignorant of this area. He also doesn't offer any beverages.
That doesn't surprise us one bit. Now, Terry, there are two things we need from you.
What is it? I have a feeling there's a slight sexual component. I'm possibly still a married man, but I'm usually pretty cool and down.
The only thing you ever need to be cool and down with is never ever feeling lonely again. And being open-minded to endless possibilities.
Wait, what did you just say?
Possibilities, Terry. We're all about possibilities here.
We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Endless possibilities. Ah, yes, endless possibilities. Nothing in this known universe makes my mind reel with endless possibilities like the possibility of comparing home and automobile insurance in one place. And that is why I always look to Policy Genius to find me a lower rate. Policy Genius is a free and easy way to check if you could be saving cash on what you're paying for home and auto insurance. They can find home and auto coverage similar to what you have right now, but at a lower price. They have saved customers an average of $1,250 per year over what they were paying for home and auto insurance previously. Their team will handle all the paperwork to set up your new policy or switch you over from your current one. So, getting started is easy. Head to policygenius.com and answer a few questions about yourself and your property. Then Policy Genius takes it from there. If they find you a better rate than what you're paying now, they'll switch you over for free. They have an excellent rating on Trustpilot, by the way, so head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. Oh, the possibilities!
Okay, Terry, this is what we call the Parascanner. It can communicate with those who have passed on from their cumbersome earth suits. The people we love do not leave us willingly. They leave imprints on us, like invisible claw marks. If someone you love has passed, this machine will reveal those marks to you.
Well, I have one thing to say about that. Hook me up to the machine, fine sir.
I thought so.
Okay, wait, Joshy, what are those sounds? Do they mean something?
Yes, you've got a lot of activity going on. We rarely see this much activity. You're a very complex person with many, many layers.
Yes, I get that a lot, I'm afraid. It was great for getting dates, but not so much for keeping lovers. Most women, I just can't handle it.
Mr. Glenn, can you come look at something, please?
Okay, what do you see? Is there someone I love on the other side? Perhaps someone from Vietnam who loves guinea pigs?
Mr. Glenn, you see that?
Yes.
What is it? Is it Zelon? Zelon? Are you there, honey? Run to the light. No, that's not right. No, run away from the light. If you see the light, run away from it in the opposite direction.
I'm so sorry, Terry. But we get absolutely zero readings from your wife. At least not right now.
What does that mean?
Oh, I think a man of your intellect knows exactly what that means.
She's still alive.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Terry, if I may be so bold, I've never seen anyone with numbers like these. You were clearly born to be here. For a nominal donation, you can be a full VIP member in the celebrity section. A very rare opportunity.
Well, I don't know. Josh, nominal sounds good, but I'm a bit cash poor. My boss, Al, is a real skinflint, so...
I get it. People pay $6 or more for a vanilla latte made with something called oat milk. They have gym memberships they never use, streaming services they don't watch. How much do you think they would pay for a chance to have undeniable proof and a roadmap to their ancestors in the afterlife? How much would you pay, Terry? I know I'd pay everything that I have in my bank account. Endless possibilities. Right, Terry?
I would pay for endless possibilities.
We take cash, check.
Do you take Bitcoin?
We prefer Bitcoin.
For the first time since being shown the Shazam app, I, Terry Carnation, was impressed. For my entire illustrious career, I have been trying to expand other people's minds to all possibilities. Well, the Church of the Paradox did me one better. They expanded my mind. My search for truth had finally, unexpectedly, paid off. Zelon was indeed alive. I now had to convince the most close-minded of people in my sphere the value of this privileged information.
You want to do another whole new show that's just about the Church of the Paradox?
Yes, Sunday mornings works best for me.
And this is going to be pro-Church of the Paradox?
Yes, my usual show rate will be fine.
Fuck no. Everything those people believe is completely insane.
But don't you see, Al? You've been flying on a cloud of ignorance, man. They're just misunderstood. They want what we want, but they have proven scientific techniques of how to get it.
I'm going to do you a huge favor right now. Huge. And not tell HR we had this conversation.
Hello, Lizzie.
Oh, Jesus. Terry, what do you want?
Oh, nothing. I was just wondering how you were doing, you know, on the terrestrial plane of existence, and if you had any desire to expand your way toward the celestial.
Terry, here's some advice for you and all your guy friends. Never bother a woman who's walking towards the bathroom holding her purse. So if you don't move in a few seconds, I will have to expand my fist up your celestial asshole.
Oh, Elizabeth, I see you. And so should others who have transcended this pathetic blue marble of ours. Now, if you're not busy tomorrow night, I'm going to a really sweet consciousness levitation ceremony down at COP headquarters. They're going to serve kombucha and para tea, and they're going to have these little cookies they invented. One side has white frosting, and the other side,
black. They call them para cookies, and they promote the unity of the races.
It's a no for me. Knock yourself out.
All right, I'll think of you as I devour my para cookie. Black and white, smooshed together, like we once were.
Hey, Veronica.
Oh, hi, Terry.
What are you doing this weekend? Do you have any interest in witnessing the deconjunctioning? It's how the universe becomes conscious of its glory and magnificence.
Ooh, sounds kinky. Short answer, yeah.
Great. Then just bring your open-minded self and your social security number to this address. The password is Fidelio. The dress code is Nautical Cape Cod Summertime Soiree.
See you there, Terry. With bells on.
No bells. Greyhound hated bells. And noisemakers of any kind. My workplace, which on a good day is a nebulous cloud of ignorance full of intellectually obstinate sheeple, was finally and gratefully enlightened. I found my service to them an emboldening experience. But there was one more pathetic lost soul who could use what Greyhound famously coined a wake-up call.
It's why I'm such a pathetic pleaser with boyfriends. It all makes sense.
Cynthia, this is all your hard work paying off. Keep going. You're clearly on a roll.
Oh my God, yes. I just thought of something even bigger.
Okay, Kesden, I'll make this quick.
Terry, I am in the middle of the...
Shut it! I'm sure you're not a bad person deep down, but I've come to realize that the work you are doing is nothing short of an evil, drug-pushing mind abuser.
Excuse me, I'm in the middle of a session. What do you think you're doing?
Lady, you should do yourself a favor and scram. This guy's a total quack. You, Kesden, are what Greyhound calls a repressionary figure with UBI. Unintentional bad influence, who also has a real bad case of ED. Ethics deficiency. Let me tell you something, lady.
Cynthia. Her name is Cynthia.
Cynthia, do you notice that Dr. Kesden has his phone out a lot during your sessions? That's because while you're talking, he's secretly playing an extremely fun puzzle game I introduced him to, Best Fiends.
Okay. Cynthia, let me explain. I find it meditative. The gameplay is casual and fun. I was on a level called the Mystic Mines and earned enough gold bars to help this cute little lizard creature, Howie, evolve.
Oh, you helped Howie evolve while ignoring Cynthia's personal evolution. Reprehensible.
This is not an ethics violation. There are just so many fun new puzzles all the time. Seriously, Cynthia, see for yourself. Go to the Apple App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends.
Oh, my God. You are Best Fiends, bitch.
Terry, just a second now.
Kesden, I'm sorry to be the one to break the news to you, but your entire life's work has been a complete, total waste of time. Carnation out.
Wow, he has got such a powerful life force. Do you know if he's single?
Give me a fucking break, Cynthia.
And now, from the unexplored depths of the Marianas Trench to the unexplained reaches of space, time, and mind, you're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Oh, Carnation Nation, ooh, have I got a doozy of an interview coming up next. Oh, ho, 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 ho. I am going to let this guy have it. I am going to skewer this so-called authority on the Church of the Paradox. But first, before we go there, you know, I hear from Carnation Nation all the time, hey, Terry, my favorite part of the show is the ads. We want more ads. Well, you've got it. Before we go to the interview, let me tell you a little bit about Me Undies. Summer is coming in hot, literally. And that's why I am sitting here so comfortable in my MeUndies breathable and soft as heck fabric. The feeling of normalcy is just titillating all around my nether regions. Because MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. And talk about endless possibilities. What about the endless possibilities of sizes? From extra small to four times extra large. MeUndies has countless styles and prints to choose from, so your buns can have more fun. Okay, so MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. And remember, they have a problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied, they'll refund and or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. So get 15% off your first order and free shipping. Go to MeUndies.com/dark. That is MeUndies.com/dark. Did I say MeUndies.com/dark? All right, Carnation Nation, there's your ad. You're welcome. Now let's go to the interview. Friends, my mind is currently as clear as a vegan urine sample. I have found a new way. I'm thrilled to be able to share it with you tonight. So, to that end, my guest is once again Charles Burnham, author of Escaping Paradox, How I Got Away from the World's Most Dangerous, quote-unquote, cult, etc. Welcome back, Charlie.
Thanks for having me back, Terry.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, Chuck. Okay, so you claim in your book that there is no volcano of truth located under Chicago, but then how do you explain the air pockets that are constantly coming up to the surface at Bubbly Creek in McKinley Park?
Pollution from the Chicago River. It's from all the blood and entrails dumped by the meat stockyards from over 100 years ago.
Really? Likely story. You expect people to believe that?
Hmm? It was kind of famously documented in The Jungle by Upton Sinclair.
Great. Well, what about your claim that the church peddles pseudoscience and publishes fraudulent scientific papers? I read a brilliant one entitled Crying Fruits and Wailing Vegetables. It was devastating. And so scientific. Are you claiming that apples and zucchini do not, in fact, feel horrible pain and scream when they are sliced?
Yes. I mean, didn't it sound crazy when you said it out loud just now?
Well, okay.
Now, Dave Zazzarino, a.k.a. Greyhound, he was a con artist, a tax dodger, who abused animals.
Oh, now listen.
Sexually abused them.
Okay, now that's, come
and
on,
Dave,
now.
Dave is still the only person to have a lifetime ban from attending Philadelphia Eagles games.
Well, then how do you explain all the people who love the Church of the Paradox? How do you explain all of the countless lives it has emboldened?
First of all, embolden is not a word. They do that. They just make up words and they try to copyright them. Embolden, normalcy, interdimensionary. They also claim to invent things that are already invented. Like an Arnold Palmer. They treat celebrities differently. They use their already inflated egos against them.
Really? Okay. So, how do they do that?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
How do they do that?
Well, they just say how smart they are. How their numbers are off the charts. Or they drop in things people already say all the time.
Yeah? Like what?
Oh, you know, like, there are no accidents. They do their research before you get there, too, so that they can say something that blows your mind.
Something like, be open-minded to endless other possibilities?
Well, obviously not that. You say almost exactly that on your show. Now, basically, they'll say anything they can to get your money.
Oh, my God! I gave them $7,000! Ah! Those diabolical monsters! I'll embolden them! Oh, God. Oh, God.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. They have $7,000 of my money, and I pledged another $27,000.
Well, at least they didn't brand your scrotum.
They did! And I only have one left.
Oh, my God. Use aloe. It helps.
They told me it would increase my normalcy.
Well, Jeet, I for one will gladly pay $6 for a vanilla oat milk latte. They're wonderful and slightly less embarrassing than joining a dangerous religious cult.
Hear, hear.
Sorry I left you back at the church like that. I just was so excited about spreading their insanity, I totally forgot.
But how horrible were those para-sisters? What kind of disgusting tactics did they use to get to you?
Oh, one woman dressed up as Sailor Moon and the other as Ash Ketchum, and they dressed me up as Kylo Ren and then made me reenact the love scene from Amok Time from the original Star Trek series. But other than that, the only thing they took was my innocence and about $350. But you're going to pay me back for the gas, so it'll even out.
Odie.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rainn Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rainn Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeet, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.